This goes to Cheryl Young, Y-O-U-N-G, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-831-4306 regarding Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Proctor, P-R-O-C-T-O-R. Date of birth, September 5th, 1939. Dear Miss Young, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Miss Proctor with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, and hypertension. Her last visit was September 27th of 2021. Her weight is up 3 pounds over 6 months. Her biggest complaint is low back pain, and she does see a pain clinic in Carson City. She recently had a rhizotomy, R-H-I-Z-O-T-O-M-Y. It helped for a little while, but the pain effect wore off, the pain numbing effect wore off, and the pain is very intense again. She will be calling the pain clinic to get an appointment to have this evaluated and see when she can have another pain shot, steroid shot in the back. She did receive two of her COVID-19 mRNA vaccinations in 2021 and then developed COVID-19 illness in November. It was fairly mild, more of cold symptoms and a bit of a cough, and it did not require hospitalization. She also fell and injured her, fractured at least one rib in November of 2021, but that is completely healed at this time. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medication list is reviewed. For overactive bladder, she uses ditropan, 15 milligram twice a day. For pain, she's been using Tylenol, 1,000 milligram in the morning and 2 in the evening for the pain. But it's been ineffective, she reports. Physical exam, weight is 157 pounds, pulse 67, blood pressure 148 over 75. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 15th of 2022. Creatinine is improved at 1.19. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.5. Her albumin is 4.2. Phosphorus 3.7. Estimated GFR is 46. Hemoglobin 12.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable and slightly improved creatinine levels, hypertension near to goal, and bilaterally small kidneys. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. She'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.